Well, my mother used to make a lot of cheese out of it. This here cheese, like you buy this cottage cheese, it's all the same thing. She used to make it out of that. In fact, she made the yellow cheese that like you buy, you know, she made the American cheese. Yeah, she used to have a, she bought a boiler, purpose, copper boiler, and she'd put that milk on the stove and bring it to a certain temperature, and then she'd use what they call rennet, and they put that in there and leave it set, and it'll curdle, make it just be a great big cake in there. And then she had some wire, well, it looks just about like a grate, and she'd cut that up in little chunks, you know, and then she'd put that in a press. And she had her presses in the cellar, and she'd make it out of these gallon cans. She'd cut the bottoms out of these gallon fruit cans or vegetable cans, and then she'd put weights on that, and that'd press all that whey out of that cheese, out of that cheese. And then she'd put coloring in it, and it'd be yellow just like that. And then she'd put it on, she had a board down the basement, and she'd cover it with cheesecloth. She'd leave, put the cheesecloth in the can when she put the cheese in. And she would wax that. And every day she'd go down and rub that cheese, the centers of it, to keep it from molding.
That's quite a process.
Yeah, it was.
Now, did she do much baking?
Always. We baked all of our bread and everything.
What kinds?
White bread, pies and cakes and rolls and cinnamon rolls, and anything you wanted.
Anything out of corn?
Oh, we had cornmeal. We had lots of cornmeal. We made cornmeal mush. My dad loved it. Cornmeal mush.
But never any loaves of corn.
Oh, she'd mix sometime in with the we would not like bread. She'd mix it in with some flour sometimes. She'd mix it to make it, but not too much.
And what is that? You mentioned some types of cakes you made. What about for, well, first thing in the morning, you get up and you have.
Hot cakes. We used to make. My dad used to make sourdough. You've probably heard of sourdough hot cakes. He'd make those, but you have to put that on, you know, and let it set. You keep work every day, you have to add on to it. He makes it with yeast, and then you have to just keep it alive, or if after it gets too sour, it's not no good. And he'd get up and stir up a batch of that, put in eggs and soda and a little sugar, you know, and we'd have all. Oh, people are crazy for them, but they don't make them hardly any anymore.
They don't. What about if you were to, for example, ask for a carbonated beverage, what's a term you would use for all carbonated beverages?
Pop.
Okay. And do you remember in those days if anyone was making illegal liquor?
Well, some of them did, but we didn't. Never. My dad never would have any liquor in the house, and we some of the neighbors did, but we I don't know anything about how they made that or anything.
Well, do you know what they called it?
Just whole brew. That's what they called it, and they made it out of dandelions, and they made it out of just anything that would ferment.
Do they ever call it moonshine?
Yes. Yeah.
Anything else you can think of besides?
No, well, that's about all. And we used to, I used to make root beer. You know, you can get the it in a bottle. It's a the just like a vanilla extract, you know. And I used to make that and put it in bottles. It was good if you could keep it from blowing up, but you had to have it just in a certain temperature, or it'd blow up, blow the caps off, and blow your root beer all over the house.
Now you now what was that term again that they might have called liquor?
Homebrew and
And that one I mentioned was what?
moonshine.
And now if you go to a church social or a potluck dinner, they tell you to bring, what would they tell you to bring?
Well, I went to box suppers. We used to have box suppers, and you take a box. My mother made one, first one I ever had. She made it out of a pasteboard, and it looked just like the schoolhouse. And she covered it with crepe paper, and the ceiling, the roof was blue, and this white.